بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Firstly, apologies for the long pause. Inshallah, we'll try to be more consistent. So this is a short hadith here. This is by one mother of the believers, Sayyidah Maymuna alayhi salam, and she says that this is when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was her turn, so he was with her. She says he left, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left from being with me one day and at night, and so I locked the door behind him. And so he came asking me to open the door, and I refused to open the door. And he said, I swear, except that you open the door, that I swear that you open the door. So I said to him, you go to your wives on my night, i.e. your other wives on my night. And he said, I didn't do that, but I had a difficulty with my urine. So he had some problem going to the bathroom. So he explained that. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here what I really find amazing, subhanAllah, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he owes no one an explanation. He is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, you know, all his actions are sharia, right? His actions are sharia. What he does, it becomes a sunnah, becomes, you know, whatever act he does, it becomes worship for us to follow him and imitate him, right? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He owes no one an explanation. And so when we hear this from him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how not only he speaks away, he doesn't say, how dare you say this to me, etc. You know, in some cultures, the wife, if she asks the husband, oh, where did you go? Or she has no business to do that. He'll say, well, that's none of your business where I go, you can't question me. Right? But here she accuses him and he explains to her, no, this is what I did. Right? And there's so much humility in that. He is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, nobody has the right to question him. Right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to us, he says, if Allah and his Messenger, when they decide a matter, the believers don't have any choice in that. So, but with all that, right, when all that is said and done, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the most amazing character that we will never, never see in all of humanity. And all we see, the good character we see, is just small specks, small glimpses of his immense noble character, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we see him giving an explanation to his wife, who's troubled by, thought she had. And he explains to her, no, this is what happened. So here is the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person in authority, the highest authority, the superior, giving an explanation to his wife to appease her. And so how many times do we, even in our family, think about, you know, oh, somebody accuses of for something or is mad at us, and we know that it's not true, but we don't even want to give them an explanation. Just, how could you think that? That's ridiculous. And, you know, I'm better than that, etc., etc. We don't try to appease them. But here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he had that amazing character. Even those, say, our children did that to us. You know, they are our younger, we're in authority, but do we have that humility to accept that from them and still give them an explanation, even though it's not their right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice His sunnah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.